Well, tonight on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, more and more Black Americans are speaking out about their life and what they have been going through in the last 3 years. So, you know, the media is making its rounds and they're actually going to Black people and asking them certain questions. And you remember when I told you about Black men in particular and how a lot of Black men who are business owners or just living a life like normal, and even Black men who even voted Democrat the last time, how they're saying, no, enough is enough. Case in point, I want you to hear what our brother says here. You know, he's a barber, and just watch what he says about the quality of life that we have been experiencing in this country in the past 3 years.
And why did you vote for President Biden in the last
election? Of who he ran with, and he was in the White House for the 8 previous years. I felt like he had the experience, but definitively right now, I couldn't tell you that if they open the polls tomorrow, I'm voting for Joe Biden.
So what changed?
Life, the inflation, and the things that we're going through right now. I want the right person so that I'm not paying $8 for eggs, $15 for gas.
Even though things may be improving economically, but you feel there's a disconnect.
Yeah, there is a disconnect. But the way these last 3 or 4 years have been, this is the worst it's ever been in my life. I never would have even considered thinking about voting for Donald Trump. But living in America these last 4, it's a consideration.
So as you heard this brother, he talked about originally why he voted for Joe Biden. He said basically because he had Kamala Harris on the ticket. But we had covered in that time period why you should not even be considering Kamala Harris, how she treated Black people in California, how she locked up Black mothers and laughed about it. So that's why her campaign was literally, you know, done very, very quickly. Then he mentioned Biden had experience with Barack Obama. We look at the history of Barack Obama in America, how he didn't do anything for Black America in all 8 years. Every time we had asked him, hey, brother, do something for Black people. I ain't just the president of Black people. I'm the president of everybody. Yeah, but you make sure to do for everybody except Black America. Remember, it was Barack Obama that did DACA, right? And DACA is still around. If he'd have done something for Black people in the way he did for the illegal immigrants at that time period, Barack Obama's legacy would be very well right now. The Democrats would be sitting very good right now. You understand how you think you got Trump the first time? Because he didn't do nothing for Black people. So then, you know, the perfect storm happened with the pandemic, and a lot of people was upset about that. And that was a different thing. Now, nobody had ever seen that kind of thing before, what was happening during the pandemic. Joe Biden and the Democrats say they were so much better. They said that Trump and them was all the racist, and they was going to bring, you know, the soul of America back, and they were going to show how great they were. And oh, if you just get Democrats in there, Black people come out and vote Democrat. Black Americans came out and vote Democrat in 2020. They gave them the House. They gave them the Senate. And they didn't do nothing at all for Black Americans in that time period. They had the House and the Senate. But all the Asian community got the Asian hate crime bill. They got that. All Ukrainians got money all over the place, right? All the migrants, they got money. They've been taken care of, right? And they haven't done anything for Black America whatsoever. Gas prices never came down. Never. With Trump, I could only put premium unleaded in my vehicles. And with Trump, I was paying under $2 for premium under Trump. Under Biden, is, and I'm talking about, I'm in Texas. So I know y'all in California paying, in New York paying way more than I'm paying, right? But premium unleaded gasoline is almost close to $4 in Texas. That's unheard of. That's like California prices. The price of eggs, how high it is. And the reason why the egg prices, well, I know about that because my wife is always buying eggs because, you know, she is, you know, a cake artist. That's what she do. So she's baking and doing different things with eggs all the time. And she was just shocked on how the egg prices went up. The milk prices went up for all different kinds of cooking oils and all kinds of ingredients that you use at the grocery store. You usually can get a dozen of eggs for like $3. Some places you can get a dozen of eggs. Like if you went to the dollar store, you could have got it for $1. Like the brother said, you're paying $8, $9 for eggs, $10 for eggs today. And none of it came down. This administration, jacked up the interest rates and talking about we got to bring down inflation. But yet your interest rates are destroying people. They got.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Credit card debt? Your interest rates are preventing people from getting a home. He wants to jack taxes up on people, small businesses. He's going after everybody he can to squeeze money from the American people. But yet the Democrats have no problem giving migrants everything right in your city. While American citizens are homeless, the migrants are literally moving right in and getting all the resources underneath the Biden administration. Then word on the street is that the Biden administration about to fly in about 5,000 to 6,000 Palestinians to America. If they fly them over here, they're going to paper them up over you too. This man has stacked the deck with people from all over the world and could care less about the American people. You have to be a silly individual to say that Biden has made life great in this country under the past few years. This man literally has destroyed everything within a few years' time. He had his opportunity to make things better, and he did not do that. This man has us on the brink of World War III. And yet when Trump was in office, and listen, y'all know I talked to my team that's in the continent. I talked to Sister Juan Gale. She talks to me about this a lot. And she even said, you know what, for the sake of Africa, I really hope Trump get back in there. She said, because Biden has been horrible to Africa ever since he's been in office. And he has. He's bombed Somalia. He was messing with Ethiopia. He's messing with South Africa. He's still messing around with Zimbabwe. You know, he would not leave the African continent alone, messing with Ghana. They didn't have all these problems under Trump. Trump wasn't trying to go start new wars. But Biden has no problem doing it. Then on top of that, the little halfway relief that a lot of you get going on TikTok, 170 million people on TikTok. Then he comes out and say, yeah, if Congress passed it to ban TikTok, I'll sign it. I'm like, you really don't want to win, do you? During an election year, you're going to piss people off about TikTok? Man, people actually come out and then Trump comes out and say, no, I don't support no ban of TikTok. He was the first one to say he didn't support a ban of TikTok. So Trump says he don't support a ban of TikTok, but Biden say he wants to get rid of TikTok because how dare you get information in real time? And the reason why they don't like TikTok is because they're not in control of it. See, they control of Google. They in control of Facebook. They Meta. They control all that. But TikTok, no, they're not. They don't like you getting information in real time. They don't like y'all changing all that information. They don't like y'all exposing the things y'all exposing on TikTok. They don't like that. So those people that belong in Shady Pines are trying to take that away from you. These people that belong in Shady Pines can't even operate TikTok. You just keep it 100. It's not just black men who feel that way. It's a lot of people all over the country feel this way about this economy. But black men are actually the ones in the community that's taking a stand and willing to walk away because we see the writing on the wall. See, the Democrats can't influence us with social programs because we don't get them. They won't do nothing for black men. They don't offer nothing for black men, especially black men who's trying to create our own jobs. Then on top of that, the Biden administration has a rule that's hurting, that's going to hurt this week, get the gig economy. Trying to make corporations make you employees. Why would you do that when that's a way for people to make money? See, Biden wants the corporations to have complete control because they don't like y'all have being independent contractors. Because when you're an independent contractor, you can benefit in the area of business. And there's a lot of tax breaks for business people versus just the employee. This man has done everything he could to hurt the American people and shore up people who aren't even citizens of the United States of America. And y'all want to tell us that we need to go out there and vote Biden in 2024? Are you crazy? Man, your pocketbook can't afford to vote Biden. That's what it is. And yes, Boulé, it's all about the dollar bill. You doggone right. Yes, it's about egg prices. Yes, it's about milk prices and rents constantly keep going up. And yeah, it's all about that at the end of the day. Everybody hurts when it's about the money. You sit up there listening to Boulay tell you, oh, y'all only talking about the money. Because, you know, I'm the main one talking about the money. So I know Boulay was listening because, you know, he come over here and listen. Boulay, it's about the dollar bill, bro. Trump is about putting money in people's pocket and taking them prices down. And, you know, Trump going to restart the Keystone Pipeline. He going to let the, you know, Biden to hurt Greg Abbott because it was he all of a sudden he said, no, we're going to stop the exports of liquefied natural gas. Right. That's what we're going to stop the exports of to try to hurt Greg Abbott here in Texas. You're hurting the country. Greg Abbott is one state. You're hurting the whole of the country because you're upset that he was doing basically what you was already doing. You flying in all the migrants. He's just shipping them. Say, hey, listen, you want sanctuary city? I'm going to send them to you. It's not right for all of us in Texas to take on the whole world. That's not right. It's not right at all. Then his Department of Justice threatening states that have voter ID laws. Like, think about it. You won't have a country if you go put Biden back in there. I promise you won't have a country. You won't have one no more. This man and the Democrats are literally trying to unravel everything. We need normalcy. We need to make sure our kids can go to school. We need our tax rates to continue to go down. Because look, when they get the taxes, look what they do with it. Send it to the Ukrainians. Look when they do get money, give it to the migrants. Nah, the American people need to keep the money in their back pocket. They have been plenty of people say all the money he gave to Ukraine, they say they could have literally ended homelessness in America. All the money that he's given, listen, why don't you spend money to end homelessness? But they don't care about the American people. You're nothing to the Democrats. They have not done anything for Black America. Then I got to cover this man and say it again, that he got Black America's back. And like, I don't know why he even said that again. When he had his almost 4 years to show how he had our back. And the only back that he gave is his butt to kiss. That's the only thing that he gave to Black America. See, we live in a time period of show and prove. And the internet does not let nobody get away with anything because we can research your history in real time. You can't double talk. You can't lie. You can't do any of that anymore with the internet. And that's why they want to try to stop people from spreading information on places like TikTok. People are waking up every day, Black men and Black women. Black women are waking up to this mess too. Black women are suffering too. Let me tell you something. Entitlement programs are not getting it for Black women. Tokenism and symbolism is not getting it for Black women because they can't pay their bills either. Do you know more Black women are starting to suffer homelessness than ever before? Black women. I've said this on my the Philip Scott Show. We talk about relationships and things like that. But I will say this right now, you can believe me if you don't believe me. Being single is going to be considered a luxury. That's going to be for high income people. This country is going exactly the route of many countries that's considered second and third world, where you have to have a man and woman together to make it. Because being single, you're going to be withering on the vine and be homeless. Trust me. Even if Biden get voted out of office, Trump only got 4 years to try to reverse all this mess that Biden did. And I think he can get a lot done, but somebody got to come behind him and continue it. Because if they don't continue it, shoot. The Democrats do not need to be in office, in my opinion, for at least a good 12 years at this point, because they have literally ruined the economy and everything that go along with it. The Democrats sit up here, once again, play games with black people all over again. When I mentioned the California Reparations Commission, they play games with you. They play games with your history, your lineage. And then when the commission recommended, hey, black Americans need cash payments. And it's not a whole, it's not the state of California. We got what, 6% black people? And they still say, oh, no. Gavin Newsom, no cash payments. And that's what set the ball rolling about the Democrats right there. Gavin Newsom, he could have literally saved the Democrat Party at this point. He could have. But the Democrats do not want to do what's right by black Americans. So you got to show them that we're not going to tolerate it. If you sit up there and go vote and reward the Democrats at this point, even after everything they put you through, black America, the disrespect, the neglect, literally trying to bring people in from the third world and just drop them in your neighborhood and take the little resources you have out of your pocket and give it to them. And it's the Democrats that did this. Flying them in from their countries and dropping them off in your cities. The Democrats did this. This wasn't happening during Trump. This happened during Biden. And then lie, try to put it all on Greg Abbott when the whole time he was flying them in. That's the part that really got me, that he was lying on Greg Abbott the whole time, like it was only Greg Abbott, but he was flying them in constantly, dropping them off in American cities in the middle of the night while you sleep, he dropping them off. But some of you working full time and living in your car. But the migrants not living in a car. In New York, they got mopeds. Shoot, they got cars. They staying in hotels. They're getting $1,000 gift cards. Well, while you got a thousand things of pocket lint. That's what you got from Eric Adams, Democrat. This just the reality we're talking about here. We're not lying about anything. This is reality. As that brother said, life happened, which life is true, but the reality is no, the Democrat policy through Joe Biden happened to America. That's what happened. Now, he may not be he's not a political person to go down that road, and I understand what he's articulating. I really do. But it's the policies of Joe Biden, and if you go give Joe Biden another 4 years and Kamala another 4 years, watch where this country be. You won't know this country at all. You're going to be lamenting for the days where the country seemed normal. I'm telling you, you got some days coming with all these people they imported in here that they didn't vet. I'm telling you. And the folks, let me talk to you. You're going to feel it probably a little bit. You're going to start feeling it probably even more than we're feeling it as black Americans. You're going to feel it. I know you upset right now by Lake and Riley and all of that. I know you're mad. But check this out. Even though we can discuss how quick they move when something happened to their community, they had put up a bill. I think they call it the Lake and Riley Act, where if a migrant commit any kind of crime, like even if it's shoplifting, they report them to ICE to get them on out of here. Do you know in the House, 170 Democrats voted against that to get them on out of here? Now, they say that the guy that took the life of Lake and Riley, he was already committing crimes in this country already. And they said if they would have had that law, she would still be alive. But the Democrats, 170 of them, voted against that. The Democrats at this point are against America and American citizens. They're not for our people. They're working for foreign countries and foreign entities at this point. How is it that you're so concerned about people from foreign nationals? You're more concerned about foreign nationals than the American people. There's nothing you could say that can explain why you're so dedicated to foreign nationals. Unless you're getting paid by them. When American citizens vote for a Democrat, they expect a Democrat to do for the American people, not for foreign nationals. So if you literally go vote Democrat at this point, you're voting for foreign nationals to have more than you because they're not for you. They're for everyone outside of the American people. And I'm not basing off of rhetoric. I'm basing off of what they're doing. See, I don't have to make up anything about nobody. Your actions show what you're doing. And as they say, actions speak louder than words, baby. And the actions of the Democrats, Americans don't matter. Americans only good for squeezing taxes out of, hurting and harming. Don't matter if your kid's suffering. Don't matter if family's suffering. Don't matter. Long as I work for foreign governments, I'm paid off by lobbyists, I can care less about the American people. I can care less. But just think about it. You have a chance to get them on out the way. In November, all of you need to register to vote. Boulay, you're listening to me when I say this, Boulay Martin. All of you need to register to vote. Get registered to vote and get them on out of there. If you never registered to vote before in your life, register. Especially I'm talking to Gen X, I'm talking to millennials, and I'm talking to Gen Z. You can't complain about the eggs. You can't complain about the gas. You can't complain about all that stuff if you're not trying to get these people out the paint. Yes, I understand the couch is an option, but at times we got to get involved and get people moved around. This is not a time that we can't get these people moved around at this point. Yes, I know if a good portion of us choose the couch, the Democrats going to lose. Oh, I know that. I know. But at this point, we need to get everybody registered to start moving these people around because these people, they're going to be voting again for Congress, Senate. You got to get them people moving around. And then next election, we're going to have another conversation about, hey, it's time to have a generational shift in power. That's going to have to be the next conversation after this election. Because what I saw at the State of the Union, yeah, we got to have another conversation after this election, big time.